Good morning. Authorities claim to have smashed the largest narco boat drug running network operating in the Straits of Gibraltar. During 24 raids on properties, including the operations centre on a luxury residential development, officers recovered firearms, around €1.4 million in cash, 19 high-end vehicles, communication systems and computer equipment. 2 months after the deaths of two Guardia Civil officers in Barbate, after their boat was rammed by one of the alleged drug trafficking mafias, the Ministry of the Interior announced yesterday that it had dealt a severe blow to those organised crime groups after the dismantling of what it described as the largest network of drug traffickers by sea using high-speed boats that existed between the mainland and North Africa. Up to 250 officers from the National Police, the Guardia Civil, the Tax Agency and the Portuguese Judicial Police took part in the huge operation carried out simultaneously in both countries. Investigators say the gang had 8 to 10 high-speed vessels and crews operational at any one time. The investigation began in May last year when officers tried to pick up a shipment of some 6,000 kilos of cocaine from South America. The body of a Singaporean woman who went missing whilst on holiday in Javier has been found. According to local media, the body of 39-year-old Audrey Fang was found around 150 kilometres away from where she was last seen, in a lorry park in Alabania in the Murcia region. She was allegedly stabbed over 30 times and her body was not identified at the time it was discovered. The body was reported found the day after she went missing on April the 9th, but it was not identified until yesterday. A suspect, said to be a Singaporean man, is currently in police custody. The suspect was detained by the Guardia Civil in Alicante province and transferred to Murcia yesterday. And Rafa Nadal's first tournament since January lasted only two matches after he lost 7-5, 6-1 to Alex de Minaur at the Clay Court Barcelona Open yesterday. Nadal, back from an injury layoff, looked like his old self for brief moments in the second round match but couldn't keep up with the 11th-ranked de Minaur. Nadal is a 14-time winner at the French Open, which begins next month. He said he would try and play at the Madrid Open next week but didn't fully commit. 37-year-old Nadal had hip surgery last summer and said 2024 would probably be his last playing on tour. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.